Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show. So real talk, when you guys go to get a physical, do you guys make sure everything is nice and cleaned up down there?
What? A physical or like a gynecological exam?
Either. Yeah. If a doctor is going to look at any one of your parts,
yes.
Are you cleaning up for them?
I'm shaving, I'm cleaning, I'm putting on moisturizer, I'm doing the whole shebang.
All the things you normally don't do.
Cass. I stopped caring. Once I had kids, things became hard to reach. I'm like, nah, you get what you get. I know I'm not the worst you've seen, yeah. So move along.
Now, I won't get a wax. I won't go that far. If it happens to coincide, then great. But if not, I won't schedule a wax just for my gyno visit.
Okay, but you're going to be cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
No way. I'm paying. You're going to be bushwhacking, okay? I want my money's worth.
Kristen likes that clean landing strip for her doctors.
Oh, no. We're hardwood floors, baby.
God bless you.
Mo.
I do all the things.
All the things.
Yes, sir. Extra cleaning.
You manscape?
I do.
Oh. Yeah, I just got a physical over the break. And admittedly, I was like, I want to smell good because I know they're going to be up in my business. Especially when they take the stethoscope and they put it under your shirt. I can't be smelling ranky-dank down there.
Oh, so you're really going head to toe on that whole thing.
I had some I brought out the special perfume.
Ooh.
Shout out to you, Dr. Lisa.
I still can't do that because, I can't smell perfume. But because they'll do a self, breast examination or whatever. Uh-huh. So you want to make sure, you got your deodorant going on.
Yep, same. I'll clean up down there.
Yeah.
There's one doctor saying that, look, no need for all this.
First of all decisions are shared. We literally learned what's called shared decision making in medical school. If you don't want to do something that we recommend, that's absolutely fine. But just know we'll probably ask why, just to make sure that you have a good understanding of what's going on. And so we can better understand you and your goals and preferences. Number two, you do not need to do any special grooming to come to the doctor. No shaving, no waxing, special cleansing, none of that. We've literally seen it all. This is our job, what we do for a living. You're good as you are. Side note, if you need a pelvic exam and you're on your period, that's okay. Turns out we do not faint at the sight of blood.
But I still think it's cordial and polite.
I think it's polite.
Yeah.
At least shower. Like, I definitely will shower before any kind of physical exam.
Like, even if you don't do anything at all, and she's saying, like, hey, we don't really care. If it's not nice down there, don't you think they look at the schedule and they're like, oh, dang it. Here comes Cass.
One, it's a privilege to be my doctor, okay? Not many people get to go to that area of the world.
Does it sound like it right now?
It is.
it sounds like a lot of work.
It's an adventure, okay? It's what do they do in the Australian outback? When they go bushwhacking or whatever, it's a special outback adventure, whatever.
This is actually a perfect name for it.
Yes, yes. Did she say they don't care or did she just say they've seen it all before? Because to me, those are two different things.
I think she said both.
Yeah.
But okay. I do think it's the just polite thing to do.
Agreed. Yeah. This feels right.
Yes. I'm too vain. Right. I want them to walk away with a positive experience.
I feel like you should go to Bed Bath & Beyond if they still existed and buy a washcloth and use it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I know they said they've seen it all, but I don't want to be the all.
Yeah, right?
There it is.
That's a really, really good point. All right, Cassie, why do you want to let people know that you're not a wedding photographer?
So I have a sweet friend who is getting married, and she is getting married with a low budget, which is totally cool. and she has asked me to take photographs of her wedding. And the thing is,
you're a low budget photographer, apparently.
That doesn't bother me at all. Like, I'm happy to help friends out, but here's the thing. So I do photography freelance, and I haven't done shoots in a long time, though it's really more for my own enjoyment and for our nonprofit, Bird's Big Adventure. So it's not like I'm taking gigs and going out with family photo shoots, and I've done one wedding before, and the amount of pressure when it comes to being a wedding photographer is phenomenal, because this is a day people spend a good chunk of what they can afford on, right? Like, whether it's tens of thousands or just in the thousands, it's a lot of money, and these pictures last a lifetime. I do not want that responsibility. I did not sign up for it. No, thank you. So, and it's also a ton of other things. There's, you've got to time out different shots and different groups together. It's just different lights, whether it's portraits outside or the party inside. It's a lot going on, and it's a very complicated job to be a wedding photographer specifically.
And it's not just showing up and taking pictures. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of woman hours that would go into preparing for a wedding photo shoot.
Yeah, a lot of technical skill, a lot of editing, which is fine. So I told her politely, I was like, hey, I don't really think I'm going to give you the best photographs of your day. And she's like, I love your photos, you know, how they look. I'm like, well, those are very, like, in one environment photos, and you are only seeing the select best images, and there aren't that many, you know. So I'm trying to dissuade her over and over again, be like, I'm not a wedding photographer. I will do your wedding a disservice. I can take photographs, but this is not what you need.
When somebody tells you that, believe them.
Yes.
Because right? Like, you don't want to hire somebody that's saying that these are not going to probably be great pictures on the biggest day of your life.
Like, if the brakes went out in my car and I came to you and I'm asking you to fix it, and you telling me, no, I'm probably not the best person to save your life, and I keep pushing you to do it, there's a problem there.
Thank you. I mean, you'll get some great, I'll give you some great shots, but it's not what you would expect from a wedding photographer. And so I'm trying to explain this, and she's like, we're low budget, it's fine. And I don't know how to tell her, like I've said, I don't really feel comfortable doing it. I don't know how to flat out be like, I'm not doing your wedding without offending my friend, because I want to help. And I told her, hey, I'll help find you some photographers. Well, I'll research ones that are lower budget, and I'll make sure their photos look good. So I'll help you find someone, but I'm not it. This is not my forte. This is not my strength. And she is not taking no for an answer.
So let me ask you this. Are you saying no? What's the percentage of you saying no just because you don't have the time for the prep and the actual wedding? I mean, you got your hands full, right? And what's the percentage of you just going like, I may mess up these pictures. I don't want to do it because I don't want to mess these pictures up.
I think it's 80% I may mess up the pictures. It's a very big, I don't know, the stakes just feel so high because the event isn't repeatable. You know what I mean? And I know I could get some good photos, but I don't want to be at the end of it giving her an album of photos and it doesn't have like the ones that crush it, that everybody has their favorites and they're not in there. I want her to have the best within her budget, and I'm not that.
I feel like you're looking at it wrong. If it really is that you don't want to do it because you don't want to mess up the pictures. Because if I were you, I would feel such a sense of relief in that I told you I'm not that good at this 40 times and are you giving me the low budget? You can't mess that up at that point, because if you do, I told you this, I would feel no pressure.
I'm with Mo. I would take it if I were you. Yep. I mean, she's a grown-ass woman. You've warned her time and time again that this is not what you think that you're great at, but she trusts you. Maybe she's seen pictures that you've done before. You've told her that. I'd go for it if I were you.
I think you should too.
Really?
I honestly do. I think you're being a little hard on yourself. I appreciate you wanting to like make sure she has the best experience and the best photos possible. But if it isn't really like a time thing, or like you just don't want to do it, because we've always said if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. But if that's the only reason, and she's still all right, girlfriend, I'll give you what I got.
Yeah, it's like that old Pinterest quote. Life exists outside your comfort zone, so stretch yourself a little bit.
All right.
No worries.
I can't wait for the follow-up story. My friend's no longer talking to me.
Not your fault. Won't be your fault.
Hey, The Bird Show.